Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to APL Apollo Tubes Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinion, and expectation of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risk and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Akhilesh Kumar from Emkay Global Financial Services Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Kumar.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to welcome the management and thank them for this opportunity. We have with us today Rahul Gupta, Director; Deepak Goyal, Director of Operations; Anubhav Gupta, Chief Strategy Officer; and Chetan Khandelwal, Chief Financial Officer. I shall now hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thanks, Akhilesh. Thanks for hosting us. And we also have our Chairman, Managing Director, Mr. Sanjay Gupta, on the call. So good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining in. We hope you have reviewed the results, and we'll now walk you through the key highlights for the quarter four FY26. It was such an exciting quarter with the roller coaster ride. Things looked so good till 28th of February, and then the Middle East crisis started, which impacted our performance towards the end of the financial year. But despite that, we could pull off with very strong performance for the quarter four FY26. And if you look at the full year results as well, key highlights being: number one, 9% increase in our quarterly volume on YoY basis. EBITDA per ton at upward of 5,500 rupees per ton for the quarter four. Our 37% ROC for the full year, closing FY26. Negative working capital cycle for the full year. Operating cash flow generation of rupees 20 billion and free cash flow generation of rupees 13 billion for the full year. And we closed the year with a net cash balance of rupees 15 billion plus in the books. In today's environment, the way things are changing, it's becoming very difficult to predict sales volume on a month-on-month basis. Since the war started, there have been a lot of upsides and downsides for the global economy and the Indian economy, which is impacting our business in a lot of ways. Number one being the shortage of raw material steel from the Indian mills, and also the global supply chain got disrupted. Our Dubai operations are operating at 40% utilization right now because of the ongoing crisis there. Then there is a fear of price correction in the raw material prices because steel prices have gone up so much in the last three, 4 months. So there is a destocking from our channel partners as well. Energy crisis in India did impact our volumes in the month of March, and things have got stabilized, but then there is always a sword which can come up and which can again impact if at all there is shortage of fuel, etc., in the country. And of course, because of heat and elections, there was labor shortage also for the time being, which also impacted our operations directly and indirectly as a lot of construction sites went to halt. So our focus right now is to protect our profitability and margins. When we know that volume prediction becomes challenging in this environment, because APL Apollo is the market leader and because of our very strong brand positioning, we are able to improve our margins significantly. And this is what we demonstrated in our March numbers as well. Despite April month being slow in terms of volume, this beginning of May is also kind of similar to what trend we saw in April. But in terms of profitability, in terms of EBITDA per ton, we are doing much better than what we have ever guided for. So we will try to protect our full year target numbers in terms of absolute EBITDA, which we had guided in our previous call. And hopefully things will become better as we move forward. But given the current atmosphere, our focus is on profitability rather than just pushing volumes. And our long-term plan of 8 million ton capacity by FY28 remains totally on track. Our CAPEX commitments, new land acquisition, new product development, distribution enhancement in East India, that everything remains on track. So that whenever things recover, we are quickly able to recover our lost volume and demonstrate good performance. That's all from our side. We'd like to take questions now.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Neha from Nuvama Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon team. Good morning team. Just a couple of questions from my end. Firstly, you said Dubai is operating at around 40% utilization. Just wanted to take an update on galvanized tube because last time we were facing some gas shortages. How is the operating level at this point of time in those color-coated as well as galvanized tubes?
So, Sneha, the domestic operations, they were majorly hit for a few weeks in month of March. And then, obviously, things became a bit easy in terms of gas availability and our plants also moved to alternate fuels. So, things have improved significantly. But, yes, like I said, there is always a sword hanging, okay, when the crisis can again hit the industries. So I would say, like, because of that fear factor, we would be operating at 80-85%. If we know that crisis is fully gone, then of course there could be 15-20% increase in the production from the current levels.
Understood. And Anubhav, you also said about this demand weakness or probably destocking. Could you actually bifurcate that into whether it's an actual demand weakness on the ground and has government spending actually picked up in any way? Or is it the mere destocking which is taking place and, you know, we are looking at a rebound here in terms of demand? So that's one. And any changes in the guidance because of the current situation that you may want to give up?
Good morning, Sneha. Sanjay this side. See, that this type of atmosphere, we can't say ki this is a destocking or this is the demand slowdown. I mean, this takes some time to analyze these things. But whatever we give the yearly guidance in terms of volume and the profitability, I think volume thoda upar niche hamara ho sakta hai due to the current scenario. But agar volume upar niche hota, we are trying to keep our margin intact. Margin apna increase karke kaam kar rahe is time. Volume, we are not focusing on our volume. We are focusing on margin. Jab thoda sa atmosphere theek ho jayega, steel shortage bhi country mein khatam ho jayegi, then we are focusing on the volume and tab us samay hum margin kam zyada karke hum apna volume wapas kheench lenge. But current scenario mein abhi quarter on quarter, month on month guidance dena bada mushkil hai, but yearly targets pe we are tacked. Hamara koi bhi change nahi hai. Maybe थोड़ा volume कम होगा तो margin but हम margin को protect करने की कोशिश करेंगे.
Understood, sir. That was pretty helpful. Thanks a lot, team, and all the very best.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Angad Saluja from UBS Securities India. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you for taking my question, sir. Just one question. I think obviously guidance is difficult to give in the current scenario. But if you look at realizations and obviously then EBITDA per ton, how are we looking at that, you know, given HRC prices have also gone up, but, you know, the risk from Patra also remains, you know, to sort of take away some volumes. So how are we, you know, managing the margin bit in this scenario, even though, you know, volumes are slightly volatile right now?
Was the Patra segment, I'm also talking about last call also, कि पत्रा सेगमेंट में हमारा जो वॉल्यूम है इसमें बहुत कम कर दिया हमने अपना उस सेगमेंट से अटैच वॉल्यूम जो हमारा लेस देन 30% रह गया है उसको हम धीरे धीरे कम करते जा रहे हैं तो वहां से हमको उतना मार्जिनली प्रेशर नहीं आता है क्योंकि वी आर फोकसिंग ऑन आवर ब्रांड एंड इनोवेशन हाँ जो हमारा ये गैल्वेनाइज्ड और कोटेड प्रोडक्ट्स है वहां पर भी इंक्रीज आवर सम मार्जिन ड्यू टू शॉर्टेज ऑल्सो तो इस कारण हमारा सब मार्जिन वी थिंक कि हमारा बेटर आएगा सर दुबई में भी हमारा वॉल्यूम कम है बट मार्जिन आर बेटर
ओके गॉट इट एंड व्हाट इज ड्राइविंग दिस मार्जिन मेनली इज अ बेटर रियलाइजेशन दैट इज ड्राइविंग इट
मेनली बॉस यू कैन से कि मार्केट लीडरशिप प्रोडक्ट इनोवेशन एंड सपोर्टेड बाय द शॉर्टेज ऑफ स्टील ऑल्सो
गॉट इट And sir, one last question. I think capex absolute amount. How much are we expecting to spend in FY 2027?
For our target is 500-600 crore के आसपास yearly capex. Total हमारा capex plan जो pending है अभी for 8 million ton is around 1400-1500 crore का capex plan total हमारा pending है. तो उसको हम next two and a half year में पूरा करेंगे.
Got it. Okay.
For 8 million ton.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Vikas Singh from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. And thank you for the opportunity. And congratulations on a decent set of numbers in a very challenging time. Sir, just wanted to understand the sustainability of 5,500-ton margin going forward. Considering that the Patra and the primary gap is higher and this quarter you would have benefited from the shortage of material in the galvanized segment. So what and plus Dubai is also not picking up. So could you give us a little bit more insight into this?
First, margin sensitivity, if you say from 5,000 to 5,500 rupees per ton, ये अब तो हमको लगता है लॉन्ग टर्म बेसिस पे हमारा सस्टेन करेगा हाँ जो हम अभी 6000 प्लस का अभी हम ट्राई कर रहे हैं करंट सिचुएशन में ये सस्टेन कर पाएगा नहीं कर पाएगा दिस आई कांट से एनीथिंग राइट नाउ बट 5000 to 5500 जो लास्ट ईयर हमारे 2 साल का ट्रैक रिकॉर्ड देख के हमने जो हमारे प्रोडक्ट वाइज मार्जिन देखा है वी आर क्वाइट श्योर कि नाउ इन द फ्यूचर वी कंटिन्यू दिस मार्जिन
So any portion of the inventory gains would have been involved in this because the price has rise so sharply?
Boss, inventory hai ki na, jo inventory hai, abhi humare paas books mein mota moti old rate pe hi pada hai. So maximum jo price increase hua, 1 April ko hua hai. 1 April ko almost 4500 rupees price bada tha. So humara book mein jo inventory hai, wo to abhi old rate pe hi hai. और वो इन्वेंट्री ज्यादा हैवी नहीं हमारे पास क्योंकि इफ यू सी आवर बैलेंस शीट वी आर ऑलमोस्ट 25 डेज इन्वेंट्री लेवल पर है उसमें स्क्रैप भी होता है ब्रांचेज में स्टॉक भी होता है फिर पेंडिंग ऑर्डर्स भी ओईएम एंड एक्सपोर्ट के पेंडिंग ऑर्डर भी होते हैं तो आई कैन से कि फ्री इन्वेंट्री जो हमारे पास है 13-14 दिन की फ्री इन्वेंट्री होती है तो उसमें तो क्या गेन आएगा क्या लॉस आएगा
नोटेड सर And so in the past we have seen when the prices rise so quickly, we usually had a problem securing the raw material. So anything that sort of problem you are facing right now, also considering that some of the capacities would have been curtailed like ArcelorMittal?
Yeah, April mein raw material ka shortage tha. I think in the month of May, for raw material position ease ho jana chahiye. Jaise thoda raw material position ease hoga, to hum bhi maal ko thoda push karne ki koshish karenge. टू बी फ्रैंक अप्रैल में तो हमारी ये पोजीशन थी ना हमारे पास माल था ना हमारे पास बायर था तो वी जस्ट रिमेन आराम से बैठ के अपना काम कर रहे थे कि मार्जिन को फोकस कर लो अब मे से थोड़ा रॉ मटेरियल पोजीशन ईज नजर आ रहा है तो वी आर ऑल्सो ट्राइंग टू पुश आवर वॉल्यूम देखते हैं लेट अस सी मैंने अभी कुछ भी टू अर्ली टू से कि क्या होगा बट ईयरली कमिटमेंट और गाइडलाइन में मेरे को कोई डाउट नहीं है
नोटेड सर. सर लास्ट कैपिटल एलोकेशन पॉलिसी पे सर क्वेश्चन है, क्योंकि अपना कैश जनरेशन इज फार एक्सीड आवर कैपेक्स रिक्वायरमेंट. तो क्या करेंगे हम, डिविडेंड बढ़ाएंगे, कैसे रहेगा आप?
बस मेरे ख्याल से जो अगर मैं देखूंगा नेट मेरा लाइबिलिटी आज की डेट में 500 करोड़ के आसपास रह गया है.
कितना रह गया? 800 करोड़
का मेरा लाइबिलिटी रह गया है. वंस Q1 और Q2 में इस लाइबिलिटीज को खत्म करने के बाद नो डाउट कह सकते क्या करना है, या तो डिविडेंड बढ़ाएंगे या बाईबैक करेंगे.
So we can expect good dividend going forward for this year.
I can say yes.
Thank you, sir. That's all from my side and all the best for future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Our next question comes from the line of Bharat Shah from DCS Capital Ideas Limited. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, Sanjay ji.
नमस्कार भरत भाई. नमस्कार.
नमस्कार.
मैं भी सोच रहा था अभी तक आप गायब कहाँ हो.
संजय जी, फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल मोस्ट डिलाइटेड एट दिस क्वार्टर रिजल्ट्स. मोर देन द क्वांटम ऑफ द ग्रोथ, इट इज द आउटस्टैंडिंग क्वालिटी ऑफ द ग्रोथ विच इज रियली रियली इम्प्रेसिव, आई मस्ट से. I think the focus on the profit pool, focus on maintaining the hygiene and strength of the sales, which has been there for the last several quarters, is finally showing up in a remarkable way in our operating results. But what really impressed me was end of December quarter, our net cash on the balance sheet was 550 crore. And end of March 26, it is 1510 crore or whatever, which means 1000 crore almost cash has been added in a single quarter, while profits have been net profit of 350 crore in the quarter. But net cash added on the balance sheet has been almost 1,000 crore. I think this is truly remarkable.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Anubhav, would you like to throw light on that?
Yeah. Sure, Bharat Bhai. So there are two, three factors. One is that during our quarter three call, we had said that we are taking some steps to further rationalize our inventory churn. Okay, so some of the SKUs we wanted to start manufacturing at a single plant rather than being spread out, so which leads to inventory hold up, raw material inventory hold up at multiple plants. So that that strategy actually worked pretty well, where we could almost reduce our absolute inventory in terms of tonnage by 30,000-40,000 tons. Okay, I mean if you look at the inventory levels as at 31st December and 31st March in absolute value, there is a 250 crore reduction, despite the fact that steel prices went up. So you can imagine that in terms of absolute volume, the reduction is much more. So that strategy of inventory rationalization actually worked, and yes, there were better payment terms from the creditors that also helped our cash flow generation. And then yes, like you said, 350 crore of cash flow generation for the quarter four, which helped in kind of piling above the cash.
Now, truly remarkable, I must say this. The whole team deserves congratulations, because single quarter cash addition of 1,000 crore is a really, really remarkable number, and given also lot has happened in a quarter. I mean, these days, lot happens every day. So in a quarter, so many things have happened, and the business has delivered. This is really remarkable. The target after the residual 500 crore liability, once they are retired, maybe in the first quarter also, in the current quarter, I think the target to reach negative working capital remains intact, right?
That's right.
Okay. Finally, Sanjay, when you said the year in entirety, the targets remain intact. So, just to refresh my memory on that, are we saying about 20% volume growth, which, if I'm not mistaken, we were thinking of?
I tell you the last quote to 15%-20% growth. 15%-20% growth and 20%-25% EBITDA growth and 25%-30% PAT growth.
Okay. Fantastic. Okay. So that is the guidance that we are talking, which we
Yes, yes.
intake.
Yeah. So volume, ma'am, I think ki 20% karna thoda mushkil ho jayega agar ek aadha mahina aur kharab chala gaya. So we are then we targeting 15%, but margin point of view pe we are very confident abhi bhi still ki we can achieve much better.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that focus on maintaining and enhancing actually the quality of the performance rather than just the quantum of.
This is our main focus area.
Yeah. It is really remarkable. And 40%+ ROC, which I think will go even higher in the fiscal 2027 net cash balance sheet, and yet having global size addition to the capacity and through the challenging time achieving all that, truly remarkable. Hearty congratulations, Sanjay.
Thank you, Bharat.
Thank you, sir. Our next question comes from the line of Akshay from AK Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. And first of all, congratulations for the great set of numbers. Sir, my question is currently for the application-wise, our segment, housing is contributing the maximum at 64%, and the second number is the commercial buildings, and the third number is infrastructure, 13%. So over the next two, 3 years, do we expect that infrastructures and commercial buildings will be share will be higher due to the government CapEx and all these things?
So definitely, there should be some improvement in infrastructure and commercial. Now, commercial has been doing pretty well for the last two, 3 years, so that mix continues to improve. Infrastructure from the government side has been on slowdown for 2 years. That's why the residential sales mix improved in the overall pie. Yes, we do expect government to start spending heavily. And if it does, so there could be 2-3% improvement in mix from infra side. Otherwise, housing will keep on taking the lead.
Okay, sir. All right. And rest of the questions I have answered. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Darshan Mehta from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. So my first question was, can you provide us the share of SG premium to overall volumes in Q4?
So it's between 8%-10%. It's between 8%-9%.
8%-9% of total volumes, right?
The total volume, yes.
Okay. Okay. Not general products, total volumes. Yeah. And so also our other expenses, I think, have grown 13% QOQ. So just wanted to know, is there any specific reason for this, or this is in line with normal operating activity?
So there are two, three things here. One is the freight cost. The outward freight cost was a bit higher in the quarter four, okay, on QOQ basis because there was a shutdown of our operations in a few plants, right, because of gas shortage. So we had to feed the market from the other plants. That's why the outward freight was a bit higher. And secondly, we did some branding expenses in the quarter four. So that was higher on QOQ basis. These are the two main factors.
Okay. Okay. And just wanted to understand, let's say if the war had not broken, but still, let's say we would have seen the same increase in steel prices, the sporadic rise that we have seen in steel prices between Q3 to now. So in that scenario, could we have made EBITDA per ton in excess of 5,500? Because why I'm coming on this question is, let's say you would have lost some volumes, but so that means that operating leverage would not have really kicked in your numbers, but still you were able to make 5,500. So just wanted to understand, is this purely because of lower HRC price that you would have seen in your inventory that has actually kicked in EBITDA per ton, or is there anything else? Hello?
So Darshan, see, I mean, during our quarter 3 call, we had guided for around near about 1 million ton of sales volume in quarter 4 with 5,300-5,500 per ton EBITDA, okay, for the full quarter. Till 28th Feb, we were pretty much on track to achieve these numbers, and when the crisis started, then this whole disruption started to hurt the operations in Middle East, in India because of gas shortage, and then in steel shortage and steel price hike. So yes, I mean, if war had not started, we would have met our guidance which we had given in the quarter 3.
Irrespective of the rising steel price that we had seen. So I am not talking about Q4. Let's say even in Q1, assuming steel prices are where they are currently, and do we think that
but
in
Darshan,
terms of
Darshan, sorry, but it is tough to say, no, that steel prices increased pretty much after war also. There was some increase during Jan and Feb months, but after war, the acceleration in steel prices was pretty high.
Understood.
Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Amit Murarkar from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good morning. So just wanted to understand your market share movements. So I believe these kind of disruptions that we are seeing, let's say the issue around fuel availability, around metal availability, is it fair to say that this is structurally positive for you, wherein you gain market share from the unorganized players?
So, Amit, which we did, definitely. Okay, we have demonstrated this similar trends during COVID times. Okay, the industry leaders, the strong players, they always benefit from the disruption which impact the overall industries. So, yes, that's the resilience of our business model, that we can maneuver our strategy based on the conditions which keep on coming and going. But yes, I mean, at the same time, we wish that things become back to normal so that whatever guidance we have given for the full year, we are smoothly able to achieve that.
Well, I wanted to understand more the market behavior, honestly, here. So, we have seen in other industries also, generally high inflation sometimes also lead to down trading and actually some gains to the unorganized players. So, in that context, I wanted to understand, is this current situation that is positive for you on a structural basis, or would you see or fear some down trading to happen because of the high inflation?
See, I mean, Amit, see, this disruption is not going to stay for more than 6 months, okay? I mean, any expert you talk about, people keep on saying that it's been two months.
It was earlier 2 weeks, honestly, so it's been stretching quite
that's
a bit. So, no, yeah,
so
we don't know.
That's what.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, that's what. So, yes. So if it is for, say, 4 months put together, 2 months have been passed and another 2 months, then whatever benefit we could get, we have already achieved that, right, in terms of market share gains, in terms of pricing power, in terms of margin improvement. Okay. So, but yes, if it goes beyond 4 months, right, so then obviously the weaker players, right, they will not be able to run their plants because of gas shortage. Obviously, larger players have access to resources. We have seen that in other industries, similarly in building materials. Okay, whenever disruption takes place, stronger companies, larger companies, organized players, they will definitely benefit at the cost of weaker players. To answer your question, if things get wrong, more than what anyone is expecting, then obviously the benefits will keep on accruing more and more for stronger players.
Got it. That's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, congratulations to the team for a good set of numbers. My first question pertains to, you know, the inventory which has come down significantly, multi-year low, and I think this was as per guidance. So just wanted to understand the sustainability of the current level, or is it like this was also an impact of some destocking given the turmoil?
So Rajesh, Sanjay's mission is to bring it further down. Okay, that's what he has given mandate to the relevant team to keep on bringing inventory levels down and down and down. So yes, I mean, whatever we have achieved as at March 2026, it is highly sustainable.
Great, that's really nice to hear. And on the EBITDA front, Sanjay sir mentioned around 20-22% EBITDA growth, and in which you are factoring close to 15% for the volume growth and margin expanding north, around at close to 5,500. Is this understanding correct? For FY27,
our volume growth is very clear ki we are targeting 15-20%.
Correct.
EBITDA growth is 20-25%. And PAT growth is 25-30%.
Yes, yes, great. So just wanted to
understand
the structure
In this scenario, you can cut the lower side, 15, 20, 25. If the things better, you can take the higher side.
Great. So just wanted to understand this 5,500 odd rupees, which works out to be at least on the EBITDA margin. So, you know, what would drive this? Is it the better product mix or
better product mix. Cost to mark for this quarter may badega thosa because of the low volume, but this is a better product mix.
Better product mix is what will drive up your margins. Okay.
Yeah.
And sir, on the April, you mentioned that the volume growth have been muted or volume have been muted. What does this mean? This is low single digit growth you're indicating or flattish? How should we read into the April and May volume commentary and general?
और कुछ भी कहना मुश्किल है क्योंकि अप्रैल हमारा वेरी फ्रेंकली 2.5 लाख टन हुआ है मैं अभी शुरू के अर्ली 2-3 डेज उतने अच्छे नहीं गए हमारे बट जो भी है ये फ्लैटी से तो ऊपर रहेंगे क्योंकि लास्ट ईयर हमारा 7.9 लाख टन जहां तक मेरे को रिमेम्बर 7.92 लाख टन था मेरा तो जो आप सही पूछोगे जो अचीवर लगता है मेरे को 2.5 हमने इस महीने किया 2.75 और 3 लाख इस महीने कर दूंगा 3 लाख भी कर दिया इस महीने 2.5 प्लस 3.25 875 टच कर सकते हैं
ओके
8 से तो ऊपर आएंगे रहेंगे 875 टच कर सकते हैं हम
अंडरस्टूड ओके सो नेक्स्ट 2 मंथ यू आर लुकिंग एट मई एंड जून बेटर ट्रैक्शन टू हैपन
क्योंकि अप्रैल में सब प्रॉब्लम स्टील का भी था वो प्रॉब्लम मेरे को लगता है जो सिचुएशन आया है स्टील का प्रॉब्लम खत्म हो गया है तो वी आर नाउ लिटिल बिट एग्रेसिव इन द मार्केट तो मेरे को लगता है मे वी कैन डू 3 लाख टन एंड जून वी बैक ऑन ट्रैक विद 3.5 लाख टन
सुपर एंड सो दिस मार्जिन परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ मार्च क्वार्टर यू बिलीव दैट दिस कुड बी रिपीटेड इन
दिस इज सस्टेनेबल उससे कुछ बेटर ही रहना चाहिए
Great, great. And lastly, you said you just wanted to you know that you mentioned that the surplus cash beyond whatever you know short-term liabilities you want to reduce. After that, yeah. Whatever surplus is there, you use that to either increase dividend or do a buyback.
Yes.
Great, sir. That's all from my side. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. Next question comes from the line of Onkar Gangurde from Shree Investment. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. My question is regarding whatever the commentary you have given. It looks like there are more headwinds than the tailwinds currently, given whatever the situation on ground is. That's the correct understanding?
Yes, of course. I mean, whatever happening globally and in the domestic markets, yes, you have assessed it pretty right.
So, I mean, you must, I mean, I have to say then this is only and only because of the war-like situation, right? Because before the war broke out, you were quite bullish. I mean, in fact, you raised the guidance as well on the in the quarter three. So, whatever is, yeah.
Yeah, so we are not reducing our guidance as of now, right, for the absolute EBITDA.
Correct.
Okay, so yes, I mean, like we were discussing on the previous call, every disruption brings some opportunities for the better companies, and we try to grab that in our favor.
So yeah, like my another question regarding this was like, now you have a good amount of cash with the financial strength you have on the balance sheet, like, how can you capture more and more market share from the competitors given the current situation? Because they must be also suffering quite a lot. If the biggest player is suffering, I mean, giving a flattish kind of growth or low single digit kind of growth, so their situation would be even worse. So how can you use the financial strength to gain even more market share from competitors?
So this is what, if you look at our market share in FY26 versus FY27, FY25, our market share is improved to 60%, 65% from 55%. Okay. And this can continue to improve if disruption continues to hurt our competition more than the larger player like Apollo.
So, I mean, what kind of steps you are taking to gain that kind of market share, given the strength you have financially?
So one is the capacity building. Okay, the capex is fully funded from internal cash flows. We were not present in East India much, right? So putting up two plants in East India will help us compete intensively with the local smaller players there. And that results you will start seeing in next 1 to 2 years as our both plants become operational. Second, we are building capacities for lighter structures in South India. Where again, we believe that we can gain more market share, okay, if we increase our capacities there. So our new Bangalore plant, which we call it Malur 2, that we are going to build up over the next 2 years. So that again is on the back of strong balance sheet, where my large capex will be funded from operating cash flows. So balance sheet can only help fund capex, right, without failing. Without leveraging. So this is what we are building, capacity building, and second, branding also with better margins. We will spend a bit extra on branding this year, which will again help us gain market share.
So this capacity building exercise you are saying is like more of a mid to long term kind of a thing, right? But immediately in the short term, like what you are doing in this war-like situation to gain from the competitors, given the strength you have financially?
So mainly working on SQ management and branding. These are the two things we are doing.
Okay, I mean, like more dealerships or something like that, you are doing anything with
dealership?
The dealers you are doing?
Dealership in existing territories are fully leveraged. I mean, there is no scope to add new dealers in the existing territories. New markets where we are going, there we are developing new network.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question, may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Ranjit Sivaram from Mahindra Manulife Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Just wanted to understand, like, was there any impact on this SDG shortage or anything in your overall operation?
Can you be a bit louder, please?
Yeah, am I audible now? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Was there any impact on this LPG shortage in our business, and do you have any backup plan for that?
So definitely in month of March, two of our product categories in India, the rust-proof pipes and coated products, they faced temporary shutdowns at few locations. So our plants moved to alternate fuel. There was disruption of 10 to 15 days. Yes, so there was definitely some disruption because of that.
Okay, and going ahead, do you see any, what is your backup plan, like you have now kind of mitigated the same?
Right, so alternate fuels have helped capacity ramp up at those locations. It's just that, that fear of energy crisis coming back is always there. Okay, so things have become much better than what they were for those 2 weeks in month of March. But still, because of fear factor, we would say that we are operating at 90% level, not 100% levels.
Okay, so the 15 to 20% growth guidance which you are giving is factoring in this, right?
Of course, yes. I mean, unless things become really worse from here, if there is like shortage of fuel to run vehicles, cars, automobile, then it will be like extraordinary situation which will make us reconsider our business plan.
And like in your demand industries where you supply these, so they will be also facing similarly such issues in terms of shortage and. Do you see the demand will be enough to support this kind of a growth? Or
I mean,
is it not to with market share gains?
It will be a combination of both, right? Our material goes at the construction sites, right? So construction sites got halted for multiple reasons, labor shortage, all raw material prices at construction sites went up, steel, tiles, plumbing pipes, paints, right? So many construction materials. So contractors, they try to delay the purchases. Okay, so once things settle down, contractors will renegotiate pricing with their customers, right? So things will start coming back on track. So then this pent-up demand will come back, and we are hoping that we will be able to take share from that, and that's why we are giving that 15 to 20% volume guidance. Yes, of course, if things become further worse from here, okay, then we'll see, then we'll evaluate again. But right now, talking to like whatever is happening around us, it looks like things should settle down quickly, and we will be able to achieve our volume guidance.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Devarshi Jani from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. Please proceed.
Okay. Thank you for the opportunity. I just one thing about the value-added related question. You have reported the value-added sales mix of 25% in Q4. It's down slightly from 57 in Q3. Despite this, EBITDA per ton rose to a record high. It's like a 5525. Can you bridge with this gap? Was it driven by the inventory gap or better trade in your general category, which saw a jump to 3405 EBITDA per ton, or a specific cost efficiency at the Raipur plant, sir?
So there were two reasons. Number one is the APL Apollo brand premium, okay, which led to better pricing in general category. Okay, if you remember that we had increased the pricing for Apollo general segment in January of 2025, okay, by almost 1500 rupees per ton. So that that price hike is straight away coming to our EBITDA, okay, for the general product. That's why from 2000 rupees per ton EBITDA level, we are at 3500 per ton plus level in general. So this is the main driver of the profitability. And the second, yes, of course, cost rationalization steps we keep on taking 24/7. So some measures keep on delivering results.
Okay. So my next question is related to ESG and decarbonization. So now that you have achieved a SBTi validation, what is the incremental capex required annually to meet a 25% emission reduction target by 2030? Will it impact manufacturing cost per ton significantly?
No, in fact, whatever I mean, whatever steps we take for better ESG compliance, it actually results in lower costs. For example, you invest into renewable energy, right? That brings down your overall cost per ton, power cost per ton, right? So in fact, we are experiencing opposite, that you invest into ESG compliance, it actually end up yielding better results for you in terms of cost optimization.
Okay, thank you so much for answering, sir. Rest of the question already answered. And thank you for opportunity and best of luck for next quarter, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Just a follow-up question. Given the current state price, you know, how would be the realization number looking sequentially Q1 versus Q4 versus current prices?
No, Rajesh, you'll have to come again. Rajesh, can you please repeat?
Yeah, sure. I'm saying basis the current steel prices, which are significantly higher and have been rising even in April. And, you know, in this scenario, I'm sure not everything would have been captured in Q4 numbers in realization. So what sort of price increase on an average, you know, is your April sales versus Q4 average?
So prices like... okay, so if you look at the HR coil prices, okay, in the market, they are up by around from March to May, okay, or I would say from April to May, they are up by around 3,000 rupees per ton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that much price hike we took, Rajesh.
Okay, so that is what would be reflected in your realizations and cost numbers.
Cost, yes.
Okay. And, you know, just last, just wanted to stress on this inventory gain. I believe somewhere during the call you mentioned we have 10 to 15 days of finished good inventory, you know, obviously, which is quite lean. And because
not finished good inventory, Rajesh, raw material inventory is 15 days.
Raw material, okay. So, HRC rather. You know, the HRC prices which is going up, would you have to mark up your inventories and would have that led to some inventory gain in Q4?
So, Rajesh, what happens is that since our overall inventory churn is less than 30 days and in India, steel prices are revised once in a month. Okay. So, by the time next cycle comes up, we are already out of our previous cycle.
Okay.
Correct. So that's why the mark-to-market is not significant. It's like very, very minuscule. If my net inventory days are higher than 30 days, then there will be mark-to-market in my balance sheet.
Understood. So basically, none of your numbers would have any pad-up of inventory. So in case if steel prices were to again come back, you won't have any issues over there.
That's right. It only happens when there is a significant drop in steel prices. Sometimes, like what we have seen, there will be like a time when steel price are revised twice in a month. Okay, which happens once in a decade. Okay, then there could be like, you know, some gains or losses. Okay, which would be significant. Otherwise, 11 out of 12 months, steel prices are revised once in a month. So that doesn't hurt us.
Agree. Yeah. Great. That's all from my end. Thank you and all the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I'll now hand the conference over to the management for the closing remarks. Thank you and over to you, team.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us and thanks, NK team for hosting us. Look forward to see you in the next quarter. Have a good day.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of NK Global Financial Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.